Coronavirus in Arizona.
So how bad are we off right now when it comes to COVID? Let's get a look at the numbers with ABC 15's data guru, data analyst, Garrett Archer. Garrett, thanks for getting up early with us. Appreciate it. How is Arizona doing now compared to the spike we saw over the summer? And is it possible we could actually be heading towards a bigger spike this winter?
So, yes, the two spikes are remarkably similar. If you look at the July rise, that really kind of peaked around early July, about July 9th, about 96,000 cases from the 2 months prior. So it was about from July, May to July, it was about 96,000 cases. Right now, if you look at the past 2 months from where we're on right now, about 91,000 cases. So it's remarkably similar. The case averages for the July rise were about 3,700. New cases added, and right now we're at 3,800. So we're actually surpassed the daily number of cases, the average daily number of cases. We're now past that from where we were in the summertime.
Wow, and with Thanksgiving, and then of course other holidays on the way, where we get together with family and people come in from out of state and all these other things, we could possibly be headed towards a bigger spike this winter, right?
Absolutely. Most of the modeling that we've looked at does indicate that the rise that we're seeing right now should continue and persist until about the end of December and possibly into January.
Wow. The guy who held our mathematical hand through all the post-election counting, ABC 15's data guru, Garrett Archer, is talking COVID numbers with us this morning. Garrett, how did deaths as a percentage of cases compare to this summer? Are we seeing an improvement in the mortality rate? I guess I'm looking for happy news of any kind here.
Sure. So I guess the happy news here is we're not seeing a rise in the case fatality rate right now. It's holding at about the low 2% range. When we were in the high of July, we were around this time as well. We were at about 2%. And now that we are in this rise, we're at about the same place. Now, the problem, of course, is that deaths lag cases. And so while we are getting to a spike, we don't know what's going to happen with that death number as we increase. We expect it absolutely to increase. We just don't know when it's going to end.
All right. So it looks like it's going to hold to be about the same as the mortality rate anyway, about the same as what we were seeing over the summer, even though we have made some advances in treating COVID. That's sort of
what we don't know yet. So at the height of the case fatality rate, for example, it did get to about 4%, but that was prior to the last spike. And then it sort of has been holding around 2 to 2.6% for that case fatality rate on any given day. We're at about 2.1% right now, but we do have to wait for a couple weeks as, unfortunately, hospitalizations rise, as unfortunately all these other metrics rise, deaths are going to rise next. But as you said, Jen, we don't know how high these are going to rise. We are sort of seeing in the tea leaves, if you will, that the deaths are not going to rise as much as they did in the initial spike, after the initial spike. But that's just sort of some initial readouts that we're sort of, I guess, grasping for a little hope, a little good news. But we're not exactly sure that's going to happen quite yet.
Yeah, boy, we can all continue to hope, though, right? Data analyst Garrett Archer, ABC 15's data guru, is talking Arizona coronavirus numbers with us this morning. And let's talk about where we stand as the rest of the country goes. How do we compare to the rest of the country? Can looking at other states offer any insight in where we're heading?
So we can look at other states as far as, comparing where they are with some seasonality. We are in sort of the middle bottom tier of the rest of the states when you look at it in a per capita basis. A lot of the, and if anybody's been tracking COVID-19, you'll remember that really it's the Midwest right now that's been hammered the hardest as people are going indoors. But our situation here, we aren't as bad in just as a rate of population as the other states right now, especially those states in the Midwest. We're nowhere near where some of these states like North Dakota and Wyoming, what their numbers look like right now.
All right. Well, I guess that's the little bit of good news. Unfortunately, it's at the expense of others.